Well, good evening. It's time for the Terrific Tuesday Telly class. Today is, oh my goodness, it's time to turn the calendar already. Tuesday, March the 3rd. You are listening to the Terrific Tuesday Telly class. I'd like to thank everyone for joining me here this evening on my Terrific Tuesday Telly class, where we get together every Tuesday night at 5:30 Pacific at 218-486-7200. Spread the word, let your friends and family know about this great Terrific Tuesday Telly class. The bridge is 549-706. And I'm getting some background static today, so I'm going to mute out the lines. One moment. There, now we should get a very nice clean recording. And again, welcome everyone. Thanks for spending your time with me today. And I want you to grab that piece of paper and the pen that writes. Write down today's date, Tuesday, March the 3rd, 2009. And let's dive right in. My name is Carla McNeil, and I'm with retirewithcarla.com. And you can reach me at my direct line, which is 778-835-4032. Or you can send me an email at carla@retirewithcarla.com. That's C-A-R-L-A at R-E-T-I-R-E-W-I-T-H-C-A-R-L-A. And if you are too shy to ask a question online, please do feel free to send me an email, and I will do my very best to address your question or comment on the call. And I am looking for people who want to play in that team environment. Building a business with people who have the same interests, the same kind of goals as you, working with like-minded people, rather than having to work with people who really don't want to be where they are. So I'm building a team of people who are looking to be coached, mentored, and supported in their journey to financial freedom. If that's you, go to retirewithcarla.com, submit your name and phone number, and I personally will give you a call and we'll find out if this is the team for you. So, today's Terrific Tuesday teleclass. Do you deserve it? And I'd like to start off right off today with a quote. The minute you settle for less than you deserve, you get even less than you settled for. It's a quote by Maureen Dowd. And another one from Thomas Merton. This one really hit me. The biggest human temptation is to settle for too little. So, do you deserve it? Do you deserve the financial freedom? Do you deserve the success? Do you deserve to live a life of abundance in all the areas? In spiritual, in physical, in relationships, in finance? Do you deserve it? And I say, darn tootin', yes, you do. Because we all deserve. It's just a matter of what are you settling for. Now, in order to get that life that you deserve, the one that you want, the one that you aspire to, there's a number of things that you got to do. First off, you got to stick it out. You know, we've talked before about what are your goals, what are your dreams, writing them down, knowing what it is that you want, what do you want your life to look like in 5 years. You've got to be faithful to that dream, goal, blueprint, idea. Whatever that is in your life, you must be faithful to it. You've got to stick it out. Would you quit 1 year into a university degree simply because you don't have your degree yet? No, of course you wouldn't. That would be dumb. That would just be silly. You've got to stick it out. I don't know how many people join multi-level marketing. They think, oh, I'm going to be rich in a month. Oh, that was interesting. Invalid option. Exactly. Sticking it out for only a month is an invalid option. You've got to stick it out for the 2 to 5 year process. Doing what's right because you know that that's where it's going to take you. You're not going to get rich in a month, no matter what. There's all those get-rich-quick schemes that are on the internet. If you don't have the skills, if you don't have the habits to create that kind of success in your life, it ain't happening in a month. I can pretty much guarantee that. So if someone's guaranteeing you, they're telling you that you're going to get rich in a month, I would be taking a real close look at that. A real close look. Because the chances are, it ain't true. Doing what's right for your own future. Sticking it out. Doing the things you need to do on a daily basis. I know there are lots of times where I've gone, oh God, maybe I could just go back to the way I used to be. And it's like, ew, no. Oh. Once you start on this journey and you realize where you really can take your life, and by sticking it out and doing what's right because you know that it's the right thing to do, you make those little steps. You see the little successes and you celebrate those little successes. You can't go back. The thought right now of me going back to what my life was like before just gives me the willies. It's like, ew, no, I don't want to do that. That was boring. That had no focus. I was just filling my life with busy stuff that really didn't matter. Now my goal to make a difference in people's lives, to assist people on the same journey that I've been going through, you know, hey, it's an awesome feeling. I just had it happen to me this morning in my 9-to-5 job that I'm still walking away from. But someone said to me, you know, Carla, I come in here and I learn something every day. And we were talking about some of the things that you and I are talking about right now. About the personal development stuff, about putting your goal in front of you. And that's what we were talking about. And she thanked me and said, you know, I learn something from you every time I come in your office. And that's the whole idea of working on that in that team environment, to be coached, mentored, and supported to your own level of success. So doing what's right, making wise decisions. Okay, now I'm going to admit right now, I made a lousy decision today. As I'm sure you probably made at least one lousy decision today too. I went to the store to buy myself some spearmint tea and I ended up with a chocolate biscotti. Ooh, and I know I shouldn't be eating chocolate. We don't always get the exact results that we want. We don't always make the wise decisions. But recognizing that wasn't a wise decision, not doing it on a repeated basis, saying, oh gosh, well, I did it today, I might as well do it tomorrow. It's like, no, okay. Doing the work that's required, recognizing that, okay, that wasn't the wisest decision I could have made today. But once you recognize it, you can move forward. You can make the wise decisions on where you spend your time, who you spend your time with, how you spend your finances. All of those things add up a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. Making those wise decisions. Ask yourself, am I walking through my life in a fog? Do I have clarity about where I want to go? Do I have that vision? Do I have the blueprint? Do I know why I'm making wise decisions? If you are walking through life in a fog, you need to get some air in there. You need to get some action, some movement, some wind to blow it away. Get rid of that fog. Find yourself your own focus. And one of the things that I hear on a regular basis when I'm riding that train, that commuter train home at night, is people are so stuck in a rut. They're going back and forth. And I noticed two women tonight on the trip home. You know, they were talking about the same, they were complaining, pardon me, about the same thing I heard them complaining about one day last week. Now, the reason I know that it's the same people is the woman had a beautiful turquoise colored coat on. I loved the color of the coat. The coat looked really good on her. So they stood out in my vision of what I was, and there they are, two awesome people who are stuck in a rut and standing there complaining about the same thing they were complaining about a week ago. Have you stopped learning? That's how you get stuck in that rut. You've stopped learning. You stop challenging yourself to do something different. Even if you decide where you're going to continue to learn, where you're is in your hobby. I have challenged myself all my life in my hobby. My hobby is sewing. And I love to sew clothes. So I would challenge myself every year. I'd take on a project of something that was difficult. And I would progress. Every year I would do something that's more and more difficult. So now, one of the first things I did that was difficult is now easy. And that's the whole goal, is to get things, to develop those habits, to make those wise decisions, and be faithful, learning something new all the time. So you've decided you're going to learn something new. Are you going to invest some money in what you're learning? So many times, people are looking only for what's free. And where's it gotten you? I know back in the days when that was me, because that was me. I was going online and I was searching, oh yeah, yeah, I'm only looking for the free stuff. You know, I'm not interested if you want me to pay $20 or $50 or $100 or $1,000 for some product. I'm like, no, 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 I'm not going there. But you know what? That didn't get me anywhere. I wasn't going there. I wasn't buying those products. And that got me nowhere. Well, actually, that's not true. It got me to the realization that I needed to spend some money on my own learning. And the more I learn, the more I spend on my own learning. Because the more I value how important it is in my own progression towards my financial freedom. You wouldn't expect to get a college degree, a university diploma, anything. You wouldn't expect to get that for free. There are people who go to their grave with student loans. They're investing in their future. Now, I personally don't agree that that's the wisest investment that you could make for your future. But for some people, that's what they want. That's what they do. So you recognize that learning is important, challenging yourself all the time. So you're being faithful, you're sticking it out, you've cleared that fog, you've gotten out of that rut. Now you're out there, you're learning. You've been looking for the free stuff, you've been doing the free stuff. It just ain't cutting it anymore. It's just not enough. Do your homework. Where is it that you want to invest your money? Where is it you want to invest your time in your own learning? Set yourself a goal. Tell yourself, okay, this is what I need to do. This is what I'm going to do. And then do what it is you say you're going to do. That is just so important. Putting that goal in front of you, telling yourself you're going to do it, follow through, being faithful, sticking it out, and doing it. And in order to be able to do that, you gotta be disciplined. You really, really must be disciplined. The discipline needs to become second nature and habit, just like brushing your teeth is a habit. Just like putting your shoes on before you go outside in the rain is a habit. The discipline needs to become second nature. And it's amazing how when you start to develop the success habits, the discipline, you put that discipline into play, you keep reminding yourself and reminding yourself and reminding yourself, this must be done, this must be done, this must be done. Put it in front of you, put it in front of you, put it in front of you, so that you're constantly reminded about what the discipline is that you need to enforce in your own life. And then, once you've been doing that for a while, you start to realize, oh, I'm getting some benefit out of this. And you start to like that benefit. So the discipline may be required up front, but it's not something that's going to be totally continuous for the rest of your life, because guess what? You're going to start to enjoy the fruits of that discipline. So it's going to become automatic. You're just automatically going to do it because you want the result. It's not going to become a chore. It's not going to become something that you have to force yourself to do. You will just simply do it because you know what the result will be and you know you want that benefit. Quote by Jim Rohn, one of my faves, discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. And that is so true. That is so very, very true. That was a big thing for me, the discipline. And I could apply it in other areas of my life, but when it came to my own success, I was often letting myself get taken out for lack of discipline. I'd get distracted. I'd do this, that, and the other thing. And that still can happen. I can still get distracted by my email. But now, there are certain things I must do before I'm even allowed to go to my email. There are certain things I must accomplish before I can even open the email. So, it's amazing because the email was something I used to avoid. So I practice the discipline of getting into the email, sorting it out. I'm in Gmail, I'm using labels, I'm keeping it all organized so that I'm not frittering my time away. I'm investing my time. So now I have that down pat. That's a habit. That's a success habit. I've applied discipline to that area, and now I recognize, okay, that's done. We've set that one onto the back burner, and we start working on the discipline in another area. So that each time I'm building and I'm building and I'm building, just like you can do exactly the same thing. Now for you, that may not be the same issue that it is for me, but the practice of figuring out where you need to put the discipline in your own life, in your own habits, is going to be different for you than it is for me. For every one of us, it's going to be different. And then there's that continuous commitment, that being faithful, sticking it out. Sometimes that continuous commitment can be so tough. I know with what Dawn and I are doing right now with the arbitrage conspiracy, oh, sometimes it can be so tough. The learning curve is pretty darn big. And the successes sometimes are far apart. But that continuous commitment, we made that commitment in the very beginning of this workshop. that we would do whatever it takes to make it fruitful, to get to the end of the 13 weeks, understand what it is, know what it is we need to be doing, and do it. And we've come a long way. But there are days where it has been very tough to make that continuous commitment. I just don't feel like doing it and sitting down and cranking out another campaign. But I do. I remind myself, I made this commitment. I made it to my husband, Don. I made it to myself. I made the commitment. I'm making the commitment live on these calls. Making that commitment is huge. And that brings to mind one of the really powerful things about making a commitment is to tell other people. Now, you don't have to be like me and tell it live on a teleclass, but that's not a bad idea. However, tell someone, this is the commitment I'm making, you know, call me on it. If I'm not doing it, if you can see I'm not doing it, say something. The continuous commitment, sticking it out and being faithful, is really what will take you forward. It's taking those steps every day. Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. And once you start that, then you're going to build up your trustworthiness. A man who does not trust himself can never really trust anyone. That's a quote by Cardinal de Retz. And that is so true. So when you are practicing the discipline and enforcing your own commitment, you are building up your own trust in yourself. And sometimes you can have a very low trust factor for yourself. It can be higher in some areas than it is in others. But that building up that trustworthiness in yourself allows you, enables you to trust others. And trusting others is a whole part of that team environment. Because there is no way that you are going to achieve huge financial success, huge success in your life without a team. Because guess what? You can't do it all. So when you build up your trust in yourself, then you are also building up your trust in others. And by doing that, you are then opening up yourself for that team environment success. Because that's where it comes from. The success comes from partnerships. It comes from the team environment. It comes from building businesses together. Because that's the beauty. That's the thing I love so much about multi-level marketing, is that the success is all about a team. Not like out there in my slave camp job right now. It's not about the team. People out there, they hide information because, oh, it's going to make me way more successful than the next guy sitting to me in the cubicle, so I'm not going to share it. Building in a team environment is huge. The information is shared. The ideas are shared. The failures are shared. It's all shared so that each one of us can learn from each other and develop and grow as human beings. So the trust factor is huge, and being able to trust yourself is the first step in being able to trust others. And then from that, enabling yourself to build that team. Chinese proverb: a journey of 1,000 miles must begin with a single step. Ask yourself, what do I do when it's small? You know, when you're first starting on your journey of building a business, on your journey of personal development, on your journey of sowing like me, what do you do when it's small? Because how you do anything is how you do everything. That's a quote I use all the time, and I'm not sure who that one's from. But the journey of 1,000 steps begins with that single step. Pardon me, 1,000 miles begins with that single step. So what you do when it is small, when you promise someone that you will pick them up at 5 o'clock, are you there at 5 o'clock? Making that first step in being trustworthy, in making the commitment. And you will be tested. You will be tested when it's small. And how you do when it's small is indicative of how you will do when it's big. And how you do when it's big will be indicative of how you will do when it's humongous. And that's the kind of success you want in your life. You want that humongous success in all areas of your life. But it starts with what you do when it is small. So let me recap, kind of summarize a little bit about, do you deserve it? And I say, darn tootin', yes, you do. In order to get the results that you want, you got to be faithful. You got to stick it out. Do what's right just because it's right. Making those wise decisions, making them on a daily basis. And if you don't make a wise decision, don't beat yourself up over it. Recognize that's not a wise decision and move on. Get some of that wind in your life and blow the fog away. Because discipline and continuous commitment are huge in order to be able to create that life that you want. That Chinese proverb, a journey of 1,000 miles must begin with a single step. Have you started? Have you started on that journey to attain your financial freedom? Get yourself out of that rut. Start learning. Start investing time, effort, and money in your own learning. And recognize, what do you do when it is small? Because what you do when it is small is what you'll do when it is big. So on that, I want to open up the lines. And is there anyone out there this evening who has a question or a comment? Well, that is awesome. So I would like to thank you very much for joining me today on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. And as always, please keep sending in your questions and I will definitely respond to them. I do answer my email on a very regular basis. And if you are looking to join that team, to build and prosper yourself in that team environment, go to retirewithcarla.com. That's RetireWithCarla.com. Submit your name and number, and we will have a chat and decide if this is the team for you. I look forward to talking to you. And, oh, I had an announcement I almost forgot to make. I'm working on my very first ebook. I'm excited, I'm nervous, but I'm working on my very first ebook. The goal is for it to be published online next month. You will be one of the first to know. So I look forward to sharing that with you, and I look forward to hearing you next time on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. Thank you.